Welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges. You know, Chris, in Romans, Paul talks about knowing what to do but not doing it, which I think is common to everybody that takes a breath these days. He knows what he should be doing, but he just doesn't do it. And let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, everybody can identify with this, but not everybody will tell you that. There is like a tug of war going on inside of us. It's called the flesh and the spirit. You say, well, what is the flesh? Well, take that word flesh, drop the letter H, turn the word around backwards, and it spells self. So we struggle with ourselves. I like to call it the three musketeers, me, myself, and I. Or the three stooges. You may want to call them the three stooges. But we struggle within ourselves. And the middle letter of the word sin is I. Our biggest problem is ourselves. I had a friend one time after I taught on this subject came to me and he said, I went home and had to lay down and go to sleep after you talked about the flesh, self. And I said, why did you have to do that? He said, because all my life I've blamed Satan, the devil, when I do something wrong. Until you introduce me to self. And he said, I realize I am my own worst enemy.
Well, I've heard it before that we blame a lot of things on the devil that we do ourselves. A common thought.
Instead of the devil made me do it, I did it myself.
All right. I didn't need any help.
Exactly.
In Romans, again, Paul is talking about that in Romans 7:15 and on about, for I do not understand what I am doing because I do not practice what I want to do, but I do what I hate. You know what you should do, you just don't do it every time you should do it.
Yeah. And so the answer to this is, Paul also said famously, not I, but Christ. What he was saying, he had learned, it's no longer I, but it's Christ in me that I should live by. So the answer to this is, instead of letting myself control my life, choosing to allow the Holy Spirit who lives in me control my life. At first, there is a struggle because we're used to doing our own thing, our own way. But once we make a choice, I'm going to start letting him control me. Eventually, we'll do this without realizing it. And that's part of what Paul says in Galatians 4:19, being conformed to the image of Christ. Conformity is a process. And that's what Jesus talked about in the parable when he talked about the vine and the branches, John 15:4-5. Abide in me and I in you. Notice he said in you. That's the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. He produces fruit through us because we can't. What we can do is bear the fruit that comes through us as we surrender to him. And if we choose not to surrender to his control, it is automatic. We will live a prodigal fleshly life.
Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.